Is it biblical to think that physical attraction must be a component of a godly marriage? No, I don't think it is biblical to think that way, and I don't think it's rational to think that way either. It would have two implications. Number one, no homely people would get married. No plain people would get married. And those who get married when they're pretty and then change when they get old, like me, lose your hair, get wrinkles, get flabby, would fall out of love and would have no good marriages anymore. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And yet, I suppose the question is asked because there is such an emphasis, I guess, on our in our culture that if you don't look really attractive, you're probably not going to get married. If you don't look really attractive, you're probably going to cause your wife to, or your husband maybe, to go looking for somebody else. And there's a lot of books, I suppose, out there that say to a wife, I'm going to lose this guy if you don't stay really pretty. Well, she should try to stay as attractive as she can. But you can't put that on her. You know, you can't make his faithfulness the criteria, I mean, the outcome of her looks. That's just not the way it works. We are called as men to be faithful the way Jesus is faithful to his bride, and his bride, frankly, stinks. It's just, we are not that attractive. He died to make us attractive, according to Ephesians, but we're just, I think when Jesus looks at us, if he doesn't look at us in Jesus, he's not going to be excited about this marriage feast at the end of the age. The word biblical here maybe is intended to take me to a text. And of course the texts that come to mind are when it speaks to beauty is don't let your beauty be the outward beauty of the wearing of gold and the braiding of hair and the wearing of clothes. And it doesn't say fine clothes, so you know it's not an absolute, like, okay, not wearing clothes is going to be a good thing. It means the jewelry, the hair, the clothes are not the focus. And our culture needs to hear that unbelievably. Marriages need to hear it. Men need to hear it. That's not the main focus of beauty. The focus should be the inner spirit. So women should ask, what kind of spirit should I cultivate for my man? As well as, should I eat and dress and exercise for my man? And the man, the same. What kind of inner spirit makes her flourish? Because there is a kind of spirit in a man that kills a woman, or frightens a woman, or bores a woman. And a man shouldn't mainly be, you know, pumping iron, because frankly, most women could care very little about what their husbands look like, unless they're just making fools themselves. They want a spirit, a strength, a humility, a nobility, pick me up and sweep me away. Women read, you know, in their worst moments, they don't look at pornography, usually, but they read novels about exciting romances, because their husbands are so boring. And so it cuts both ways. I think we husbands should labor not so much with the outward man, and women should labor so much with the outward woman, but rather cultivate the kind of beauty that we all deeply long for in relationships. A marriage is a relationship. It's when you're old and gray and wrinkled and overweight or underweight or squinty and bent over and hobbling along. Maybe you'll be holding hands at 85 because of the inner beauty.